I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where this man questions if he's in the wrong or the right for flipping out his fiance after she sold his dead brother's gaming chair. I flipped out on my fiance for selling the gaming chair my brother gifted me to pay for her gym membership. Am I the butthole? I am a 33-year-old man, and I lost my 27-year-old brother to cancer a couple of months ago. We were so close and had a lot in common. He was a gamer and had all types of gaming gear, including a gaming chair that he wanted me to have before he died. It's devastating because we were really hoping and had plans to spend Christmas 2021 together. This chair I consider special because it was my brother's favorite of all gear, and it reminds me of him whenever I sit in it. I don't play anymore, it just brings me closer to him, to a degree I can't explain, and it brings me so much comfort. I keep the chair in my office, and days ago, I found out that my fiance, who's been out of a job and complaining about no longer being able to attend the gym, took the chair and sold it online to be able to pay for her next month's gym membership. When I found out, I flipped out hugely and had a very negative reaction. She told me that she was desperate for money though, and after selling all she had no choice but to sell the chair. I reminded her of who this chair belongs to, but she said I already have tons of keepsakes from my brother, and so I shouldn't act like it was the end of the world. She also vented about her past eating disorders and her anxiety when it comes to keeping fit, and claimed that I was dismissing that she is struggling. I yelled at her and called her inconsiderate and selfish, and told her she should have never took and sold any of my stuff for a gym membership when she literally could have kept working out from home. She started crying as we argued, then she went to stay with her mum, who tried to give me a stern talk about my attitude, but I didn't answer that, and I haven't been talking to my fiance since then. Things haven't gotten better, and I got called overdramatic for reacting and treating my fiance like that over a gaming chair. I feel guilty because I've never yelled at her in my life before. So am I the butthole? Was I too hard on her? Some said I went overboard because this is a gaming chair, and it was a bit childish of me to make a fuss over it, but I already explained why I had this reaction, apart from the fact that money is an issue we already have. Yeah, to me, guys, it's pretty clear that money is not the issue here at all. Obviously, if she had money and if you had money to spend on the gym, then she wouldn't have had to do this. But it's really not about the money. It's not about the gym at all, in my opinion. This is just crazy. First of all, it's so obvious that you're not the butthole at all here, OP. Yeah, look, maybe she didn't really understand the importance of that gaming chair to you, but selling something of your brother's, who just died, without asking you in the first place, even if it's something just completely minuscule, is a horrible thing to have done. I'm sorry. Like, what right does she have to do that in the first place? It's ridiculous. And yeah, look, maybe she needs the money, but there are other ways of getting money. You don't have to sell your dead brother's gaming chair. Are you joking me? Your reaction was completely justified, OP. Yeah, it was strong, but it deserved to be, and I'm not surprised that it was. I would say to you, sell the engagement ring that you bought her, and then go and buy back the gaming chair. How about that? You know? If your gaming chair's not important, neither is the engagement ring. Pretty simple to me. Go and get that gaming chair, though, in all seriousness, though. Like, that's not gone forever. You can go and buy it back, hopefully. Wow. Insane first story. Let's move on to the next one. Now moving on to our next post. Am I the butthole for telling my new co-worker it was misleading of him to be wearing his wedding band when he's a widower? A couple of weeks ago, we had a new employee hired at the company. He's a good guy and a widower named James. And to my knowledge, his late wife passed away 8 months ago. Me, a 32-year-old woman, and the other co-workers get along well with him. However, I noticed that he's still wearing his wedding band on his finger. It kind of confused me a bit, and I couldn't help but bring it up with him while on lunch break. We talked, and I pointed out that he was being misleading by still wearing his wedding band when he's a widower. He looked quite bothered by what I said, but I tried to explain that I think that he was giving people the wrong idea or impression about his relationship status, since he's technically single and on his own right now. I don't want to sound cruel, but I'm speaking from the technical angle. James said that he didn't give it much thought, meaning he doesn't care what people think, and that even if he wasn't wearing his wedding band and some women approached him, he'd still turn them down, since he's obviously not interested. For some reason, things got awkward, and everyone stopped eating and just stared at James and me. I told him I don't know, but that really, really felt genuinely misleading of him, as in making people think he is in a relationship, married, when he's not, regardless of how he felt about being in a relationship. He got upset, called me rude, and said that I repeatedly disrespected his marriage and his late wife's memory with what I said, then took his stuff and walked away. My co-workers said, regardless of who is right or wrong, though some said he overreacted, there was no reason for me to bring this up in the first place and cause a scene and make James upset with us like that. Now he's not speaking to me and others who sided with me. So am I the butthole? Did I overstep or did he overreact? This was just a conversation that we were casually having with the other co-workers, and I didn't use any insensitive tones or anything, but we had a discussion and it suddenly turned into an argument. I tried to let things calm down, but the situation got out of hand unexpectedly. Alright, we have our first butthole, ladies and gents. That one's a pretty obvious one as well, not gonna lie. I mean, come on. Like, it's just not your place at all to say anything like that. It doesn't matter what tone you had or whether you thought it was insensitive or rude or whatever, or if you thought that he overreacted. It doesn't matter. Like, why are you saying that? It's just none of your business. And also, who cares? Like, if I have a ring on and I don't have a wife, like, why would anyone care? Like, I don't care about who, like, thinks about, oh, are you single or not. Ask me if you really care that much. Don't say it's weird or, like, you shouldn't wear your wedding ring of your dead wife. Like, are you nuts? That is insane. Do you have no common sense, OP, is all I'll say. To be honest, like, it's a bit silly thinking that a wedding ring means that you're married. I don't actually think it does. It's actually just a commitment to another person, right? Even if they have unfortunately passed away, it's very clear from what this man said throughout this story that he's not interested in anyone else at the moment. He's still very committed to his wife, despite the fact that she's passed. And it's going to take him a very long time to get over her, if he even ever wants to. He wants to wear his wedding ring to remember his wife and feel like he's still with her, I am assuming. Come on. Asking about if he's single or not, it's a bit ridiculous. It's so soon after as well, like, come on. Now moving on to our third Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for giving my mother-in-law a fake copy of my house key and exposing her at Christmas dinner? I want to preface this by saying that I married my husband a year ago. His mum is snoopy and annoying as F. She can't help it, that's just how she is, as my dear in-laws say. My husband and I purchased a new house recently. My mother-in-law kept pushing to get an emergency key. She promised that she'd only use it in an emergency, but given the fact that she had an emergency key to our old apartment and walked in on us being intimate twice, but my husband didn't think it was a big deal, I just couldn't trust her. So I just sent her a fake key after she kept pushing, and she had a smug look on her face after I hand-delivered it to her. Days gone by, and on Christmas dinner, my mother-in-law angrily called me out on the fact I gave her a fake copy of the house key. She shamed me for doing this in front of everyone. But in my defense, I asked her how she found out, and she said days ago when she came over at 4 while my husband and I were out. I reminded her, didn't you promise that you wouldn't use it unless there's an emergency? So you tried to get in when there was no emergency and you broke the promise you made to us. She looked red in the face and the other family started staring, some even laughing at her for the face she made. She suddenly got up from her seat and rushed into the kitchen where she had a huge meltdown. So loud, the next door neighbors must have heard. Literally, I've never heard a 60 plus year old woman throw a tantrum like that. Needless to say, dinner went awkwardly and my husband and his sister were giving me looks. My husband went off on me in the car and said I lied and manipulated and humiliated and exposed his mum and said he wouldn't have let me get away with it had he known. We had an argument and he's demanding I apologise to his mum for my childish behaviour and for ruining Christmas dinner for the whole family. Alright, well, I disagree with your husband on both his points. Sorry, pal. First of all, yeah, you might have lied to his mum I guess you kind of manipulated her, and I guess you ended up humiliating her and exposing her, but that is all justified given she literally broke the promise. Like, what is the point of an emergency key if you're just going to use it anytime you want? It doesn't make any sense. Then you say that he is making you apologize to his mum for your childish behavior and for ruining Christmas dinner. Well, first of all, yeah, it's a shame this happened at Christmas dinner, but it was actually his mum that brought it up then. Second of all, you're talking to me about childish behavior. Look at the crazy tantrum that your 60 plus year old mother is throwing, son. That's crazy. Ultimately, this woman broke your trust. And at that point, yeah, I think she deserves to be called out. Doesn't matter where and when it is.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now for our final Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for forcing my son to wait to marry his then high school girlfriend? I am a woman in her 50s, and I've got two sons, Dan, who is 22, and Sam, who is 27. Dan started dating Fran in their junior year. Towards the end of senior year, Dan came to me and said that he wanted to marry Fran. At the time, Dan had multiple college options, which he was going to decline to stay in our town and marry Fran. I obviously didn't support this. I wanted my son to go to college and knew he wanted that too, as he'd always been ambitious. I told my son that he had his whole life ahead of him and he could get married later, but didn't need to rush it. I told him that if he went to college and waited even just a year or two, I'd pay for his tuition. At the time, I didn't know how serious their relationship was, as they'd been together for a little over a year, and I was scared that it wouldn't work out and he'd waste this opportunity. My son happily accepted this offer, and he agreed with me that it would be best to wait. This year, my son graduated college, but maintained a long-distance relationship with Fran, and they announced their engagement a couple of months ago. We were all ecstatic about it. Sometime between then and now, my son told Fran that I was the reason he waited until now to propose. I wasn't aware until Christmas, when, during dinner, funnily enough, Fran said that she wanted to say something. She began saying, "I paid my son to not marry her," and actively tried to ruin their relationship. She then said that she was blessed that evil hadn't won, and couldn't wait to have a long and happy marriage. Everyone was silent and didn't really know what to say. My son approached me later to apologize and said that she'd twisted his words, but it's been constantly weighing on my mind, as friends and family present all have different opinions. Sorry, Franny, but that's probably the dumbest opinion that I've ever personally heard in my entire life. If you have a bit of common sense and a bit of, like, you know, logic in your fat head, then you'd realize pretty quickly that Dan's mum is just looking out for him. You've been together for a year. I'll be honest, getting engaged after a year, it's pretty quick going, especially at that age. Like, that's insane. I would never do that. I know nobody who would do that. But fair enough, like, if you want to do it, go for it. It is a bit fast. So if my son did this, I would be exactly the same. I'd say, you know what? You've always wanted to go to college. Just wait, go to college. Fran's not going anywhere. You can always marry her and get engaged to her later. By the way, great decision. It worked out. Dan made some money off it, didn't he? He didn't have to pay for college. You know, it was a win-win. And now Dan has thought about it for a lot longer. Fran and him, I assume, have got closer in their relationship. And now they're engaged. That's great. It all worked out. No need to rush things. But Fran, the silly dog, has got this weird opinion. And I'm not quite sure why. It's odd, Fran. It really is. To be fair, like, OP has given an update and said that Dan and Fran have talked about it, cleared the air, and that Fran now feels awful. But still, it's a bit weird that she even had this opinion in the first place. Like, it's such an obvious good thing to do and a thing that most people would definitely do with their children. Like, it's in Dan's own interest. It's weird that Fran couldn't see that. Oh, actually, sorry. I'm going to have to read this update. It's getting interesting and I'm chucking it up on screen right now. Fran apparently is annoyed that Dan wants to go to law school. Fran wants them to start their life together and thinks it's unfair for Dan to make them wait for 4+ years. Dan is currently home and will be dealing with this together. Thanks for all the advice though. Dan has actually read the thread of comments and is now feeling unsure about their relationship. I think that Fran might be a little controlling one. No college for Dan. Maybe she was the one that wanted him to propose to her, get engaged, get them, you know, locked up in a marriage. Now she is stopping Dan from achieving his dreams of going to law school. I'd be unsure as well, Dan. I'd be unsure as well. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmItheButthole. To answer the question, yes, I am. And so are you, almost definitely. If you want more from this subreddit right away, check it out on screen. If you are new to the channel, you haven't yet already, subscribe. And I'll see you guys all later with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.